The cold, dry, and salty soil in Antarctica is a tough place for most species to live, but it's the ideal home for the microscopic roundworms, or nematodes, that Diana Wall has been tracking for years.
So this one dominant species that I study, Scotnema, is responsible for about 5 to 7% of soil carbon turnover. Sounds low, but it's actually pretty high for a single species. But you take that and you start seeing a decline, and we've seen a 65% decline in the last 15 or so years. To have a single species decline by that much over a period of time is very important because it's the most dominant species in the dry valleys.
And you think that's due to warming?
A lot of the water in Antarctica is tied up in ice, so in either permafrost or in glaciers. And so as it warms, we get pulses of water into the soil, many more pulses of water, extreme events, melting events, than we have seen prior to 2000.
And the worms are in trouble because they've adapted to live in the drier environment.
Exactly.
In the July 13th issue of Science magazine, Wall and other researchers banded together to call for more conservation of Antarctica, in large part because of these climate impacts. But they are worried that the 1959 Antarctic Treaty, which prohibits things like mineral mining, is also under threat.
One of our concerns is that as the human population keeps growing, that in the next 50 years, as demands for resources such as gas and oil are needed, that there will be a demand on the Antarctic continent that will dissolve some of these Antarctic treaty regulations. And perhaps by dissolve, what I mean is people won't pay any attention to them.
Just to play devil's advocate, if the continent has a lot of resources that countries are going to want, why should people care about preserving Antarctica?
It controls our weather patterns. The biggest ocean current in the world is around the Antarctic continent. Kind of messing with that continent, it also means that we're messing with the rest of the world. What we do in Fort Collins about climate change also has an impact eventually towards the rest of the world, including Antarctica.
Dr. Diana Wall is a professor of biology and director of the School of Global Environmental Sustainability at Colorado State University. For KUNC, I'm Jessica McDonald.